This is Scott Pergwin of KSOW Radio in Cottage Grove, Oregon. The following is dedicated to all the people marching in Washington, D.C. today, September 24th, 2005, as well as all the people who are staying at home and doing the protests, vigils, and so on in their own hometowns across the country, as well as around the world. Sleek and black, target hardened and ready for anything, organized and confident, self-assured of past and future success, stiff-backed and staring down the tunnel. Another intelligence failure? Whether from disbelief or disconnect, the motorcade moves along the boulevard, lined with well-wishers and wishers of a different color. Banners and flags and arms waving in the afternoon breezes, there's an anticipation in the air. Different strains mixed, undetected as to flavor by the earplug warriors. Rumors have flown, investigations have probed, lookalikes have been detained, searching for plans in all the wrong faces. The focused stares of the suits caught in their parademical prisons while the carriers stand right next to them and behind them and over there too. The smirking serpent moves closer. The motorcade slows, time to smile and wave to the people. But time is about to stand still. The spirit of the collective soul steps onto the boulevard. Movement from all sides and seemingly from more bodies than the official count. The combined and cataloged grievances of the too long ignored and antagonized. The memories of the lost and suffering. The righteous pain of broken promises suddenly and inexplicably gel on the boulevard. The motorcade of mindless hatriots meets the barricade of willful hearts. The machinery grinds to a stunned halt. Not so secret servants of the kingdom go for their pieces and palms, sweating confusion. Gibberish fills their ear. What looked like a celebration of the phalanx has turned to a celebration of a different color.